Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmiras Halashon, a new Perek, Periches, and Shem number 171. The topic the Chofetz Chaim is focusing on here is that of the Midah of Savlonus. Savlonus is to have patience. Patience with other people, patience with the way people treat you, especially when they're treating you in ways you don't appreciate. As a topic here, he says, Bo yivoya midas ha-savlonus. We're going to discuss, says the Chofetz Chaim, the attribute of savlonus, of tolerance. V'sha'over zeh nimcholin avoyno yisof. The Chofetz Chaim is going to educate us and teach us that it's not just a way to avoid arguments when you apply this attribute, this midah of savlanus, but a person who is able to misgaber and able to use this midah of savlanus, he will be able to wipe away his averus. Shavor zeh nimcholun avoynoisov. His averus are forgiven. Let's begin. Oid yizoyer mo'oid, says the Chofetz Chaim. Oid yizor ma'oid. We have to be very careful, extremely careful. Lahargilas atzmoi, to train ourselves. And it's a very difficult topic. What I mean is that reading the words is not hard. Anyone can do. But to live one's life with this, with the lessons, with the instructions that the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us, we have to be zeich, have a lot of siyat d'shemayu. And I'm interrupting myself because we have to mechazak ourselves, we have to strengthen ourselves. And ein dover oy mifnei rotzen. If you want to do it, you can do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you want to work on this midah, Hashem will give you siyata shemaya. Let's continue. Oy yizor moy lahargilas atzmoy midah sasavlonus, shiyehei misratze l'chol ma'ashiyeru loy. Which means that he should remain calm in all situations, no matter whatever happens to the person. Meaning, no matter who makes fun of him, no matter who embarrasses him, he should remain calm. Now you'll ask, how is it possible? Somebody embarrassed me, I should remain calm? Somebody degraded me in front of other people, I should remain calm? I shouldn't lose my cool? Listen to the words from Avos Reb Nosson. Have you lomu the kabbalas at tsar v'avi moichel al elboincho? Says Avos Reb Nosson. Train yourself. Have you lomu the kabbalas at tsar? Train yourself to accept suffering. Furthermore, v'avi moichel al elboincho. And be a forgiving person. When? Specifically, when one is disgraced, when one is embarrassed. Person's walking, carrying some packages in front of some people, and he slips into the mud. What do people do many times? They think it's hilarious. And it might be funny, but it's also to laugh at the person. And people are laughing. People are laughing, and they're laughing at you. And you have a meeting to go to, and you're full of mud now. What makes it worse? People are laughing at you. The Chofetz Chaim is teaching us, we have to train ourselves in that situation to be calm and forgiving. Now one can ask, does this make any sense? I should forgive the people that are laughing at me? They're laughing at me and I should forgive them? And the answer is yes. Let's continue to understand why. And step number one, the Chofetz Chaim tells us like this: if we are people that can train ourselves that no matter whatever happens to us, we forgive others. Let's say that again, we forgive others. It'll be easier for us not to speak Lashon Hara. V'yenokil loyal deze midashmir saloshin. If we are people that when something happens to us, we forgive the other person, then why would I say something bad about someone? There's no bad. Well, I'll say he did this and he did that. No, I forgave him already. I moved on. The Lavach explains the Chavetz Chaim, because if that's not the case, then sometimes you'll be successful and you won't speak Lashon Hara and you'll overpower your Yetzer Hara. However, other times you might not be successful. But if you have the attitude and the mindset that you forgive the person and you move on, then what are you going to say bad about people? There's no bad. There's nothing negative. You already forgave the person. Says the Chofetz Chaim, even if a person comes and says something straight to your face, he insults you. Sounds like we're asked to be like a malach. And we're not. We're asked to be a human being who HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the ability to use this midah of savlanus, of patience. V'yeda, now listen to this. This is the key now. This is the key. Highlight this in your head. V'yeda ki yakol mi'eis Hashem over avinoisov. Everything is coming to the person from Hashem because of the person's averus. And meaning what? Meaning that the person himself did this to himself. And the people who did whatever they did wrong, that's their issue. They should not behave in an incorrect way. But the way we have to view it is that I did it to myself. And it's the person's averus that are attacking him. It's the person's averus that he did are humiliating him. We don't understand what an avera is. We don't understand the depths of what it means to transgress the Ratzon Hashem. And now that this is taking place, look at all the benefits that this bush is happening to the person. He's getting his kaparos. He's getting his atonement. Here in this world, he won't have to chas v'shalom get it in the Olam Haba, where it's netzach netzachim, it's everlasting. He's getting it over here. And he's going to get a clean slate. He's getting a clean slate now. He's getting cleansed. When his body gets dirty from the mud that he slipped in, and people laughed at him, that's actually cleaning him. It's cleaning him because now those averus are wiped away. When he's mekabel and he accepts it from Hashem. And he doesn't have any tainas on people. Mamish, you think of such a person. Mamish, a tzaddik. You know what this person can be? You look in the mirror and this can be you. This is what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. We can all accomplish this and reach this goal of being a savlon, having patience and tolerance. Mitzvah Hashem continue next time.